Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to The Intern Show with Rebecca and Melissa.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
It's week 6.
Yes. Oh my God. Time's going by so fast. I can't believe it.
Before we know it, we're going to be back at college taking classes and...
And the intern show will be over.
And I will cry every day.
Yes. They'll miss us here, of course.
Yes. And I will miss everyone here so dearly. But before then, we've got a few more weeks in us. And this week, it's another...
I
feel like it's a more nostalgic week,
yes,
if you will.
Nostalgia.
And I am excited to get started. The first thing that I was thinking of recently is childhood shows. So before I even get to my question, I'll tell you what I watch. You tell me what you watch.
Okay.
I was huge into Disney. I watched Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, Sweet Life.
So good, so good.
Good Luck Charlie. Those were my jam. And then I also watched Big Time Rush, iCarly, you know, all of that. Okay. What about you?
So, personally, I was like a big Wizards of Waverly Place fan.
Yes.
I loved iCarly. I loved Drake and Josh. Mm. I loved Zoe 101.
A lot of Nickelodeon.
Yes. More so Nickelodeon. I did, like, honestly, I wouldn't say, like, I'm an only, like, Nickelodeon girl. Mm-hmm. I watched, like, a lot of Disney shows, too. I watched a lot of, like, Good Luck Charlie. What other shows were there?
I don't even know.
I feel like there's so many.
So many good ones.
So many shows.
Ned's Declassified.
Yes.
And then there's, of course, the cartoons. The Timmy Turner, the Jimmy Neutron.
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb was, I loved. And so it kind of brings up this question I was thinking about recently. Because I was watching some old Disney movies with my friends and I was thinking about Disney Channel shows back then and Nickelodeon shows back then and those shows now.
Yes.
And I have some younger cousins, nieces, and nephews, and I see the shows that are on Disney now, and I'm like, this is horrendous, you know?
It's terrible.
Yeah. And so I'm wondering, were shows back then in the early 2000s better than they are now? Or is it just the nostalgia factor that we were young, we were attached to it, so even when we watch it now... It's fantastic.
It brings some sort of joy to you.
And I would love to hear your thoughts.
I think, I don't know how, but I guess the jokes and whatever that were introduced to us when we were at a younger age, I feel like that create our sense of humor, in a sense. And that's why we find it so funny and whatever, or we find it very entertaining. And then if you're watching a show now on Disney Channel, it's not the same type of humor, so you're not finding it, like, entertaining at all. I think that's the reason that's why we don't find, like, the new Disney shows, like, to be good, in a sense.
I think that's a great point that I didn't even think of. Mm. I mean, our personalities and our senses of humor were shaped by what we consumed as kids. And I feel one show that I think about that came out a bit more recently on Disney is Bizardvark.
Okay. I've never watched it, but I've heard of it.
I never really watched it either. I saw a few minutes of an episode once, and I immediately turned it off. Mm-hmm. I felt like the jokes were a lot more, they were more silly. Mm-hmm. Like, the jokes didn't have as much to them, maybe.
Yes.
And I'm sure if I was, you know, 7 years old, I would love it. But I just don't know. I feel that the jokes, when we were younger, especially on Nickelodeon, had a little bit more depth to them.
Mm-hmm.
And there were also a lot of jokes on those shows that you don't understand until you're older.
They're adult, like, jokes.
Yeah, there were adult jokes in there that I think were created a lot to make the parents enjoy watching the shows, so the parents aren't miserable while these shows are on. And I don't know if shows nowadays have that as much.
Exactly. Exactly. Have you ever seen, like, the reboots of the shows, or, like, they come up with a new, like...
Like, Raven's Home is the
new
That's
Raven's
So Raven.
Home. There's the new iCarly.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch the new shows, I don't like it.
Yeah, they don't hit as well.
No.
Yeah, you know what I think something was about the iCarly reboot is they created it for adults.
Yes.
It wasn't a kid show anymore. They made it a show for the people who were 8 years old when iCarly aired and are now 20, 25, that age.
Yes.
And so they tried to make it more adult-like while still retaining some of that iCarly, you know, kids show stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it and I didn't hate it because I think, again, nostalgic, like, it was just nice to see them all together.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree, it didn't hit. I think taking something that's a child's show and trying to make it adult is just something that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, you also have, like, moving aside, like, from shows, I guess, you have, like, all those animations, like, in cartoon movies that are made live action. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of Disney movies, like Aladdin, live action, Mulan was a live action.
Yeah. I think the reason those are usually pretty good
mm-hmm.
is because they're not changing anything.
Yeah.
It's the exact same story. It's just humans now instead of cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas iCarly, you're trying to change the whole storyline to make it more for adults. And I will say, I've gone back and I've watched a lot of older shows recently.
Mm-hmm.
I rewatched a lot of Drake and Josh. I watched some old Disney Channel movies, stuff like that. And I will admit that they are not great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched Teen Beach Movie recently. And
how
was
that?
I was like, wow, this is terrible.
Yeah, and not like
Teen
Beach
Movie.
Like,
it's not a good quality film. It would never win an Oscar.
No.
However, the nostalgic part of me loved it because it's just so light and happy. Mm-hmm. And I think back to when I was younger. And when Teen Beach Movie came out, I watched it like 5 times the week it came out.
Mm-hmm.
My cousins and I learned all the dances. We bought the CD. So, same thing with High School Musical. I remember watching the sing and dance versions
yes.
where you learn the dances with the cast. And I think because it was such a big part of our childhood,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to look past the kind of quirky awkwardness of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, also, I mean, I think there's a big difference even from what was on in the early 2000s to 2010.
Yeah.
My Disney Channel watching era mm-hmm. went from like 2001 to 2010-ish.
Okay.
And I think the shows that came out earlier, like the Drake and Josh, High School Musical, Hannah Montana, I think were even better than the ones that came out a little bit later.
Yeah, I agree. In comparison, let's say you put Drake and Josh against Good Luck Charlie, Dog with a Blog, Drake and Josh always wins.
Yeah.
The humor is just better.
Mm-hmm. The thing I did love about Good Luck Charlie
mm-hmm.
was that it wasn't trying to be like a silly kid show. I think that show was made for a little bit of an older audience.
Yes.
As opposed to the like 5 to 10 year olds. Mm-hmm. It might have been like the 8 to 13 year olds, maybe more of a middle school kind of show.
Yeah.
So I thought that one had a better production quality. But same thing, Dog with a Blog. Would I have eaten that up when I was younger? Probably.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, well, if you compare, like, our shows that we watched to, like, Bizarre Vark or, like, a KC Undercover,
mm-hmm.
you're like, what are we watching? What
yeah.
is this?
I feel like they're very silly.
Yes.
And that's not my kind of humor. Mm-hmm. But it goes back to your whole, they're shaping your sense of humor. I have to give it to, I mean, I rewatched High School Musical recently, one of my mm-hmm. favorites, Teen Beach Movie, and Camp Rock. And I do think High School Musical is actually a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has some good production quality. Camp Rock, a little less so, but still okay. Then Teen Beach Movie, still love it with my whole heart. But mm-hmm. looking back, I can acknowledge that it wasn't great.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite High School Musical movie? Which one?
Oh, goodness. This is such a hard question for me.
I think my favorite is 2.
I can completely understand that.
Yeah.
The way I see it, I mean, the first in any movie series or TV series is always the best because there wouldn't be the sequels without it.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 is the most fun.
Yes.
I think it is such a fun one to watch. But I think 3 had the best production quality. Because
I
the
understand.
Third one, mm-hmm. they actually, that one was in theaters. It wasn't mm-hmm. a Disney Channel original movie. So they got, I'm sure, a much higher budget. So
yeah.
it was actually a very good quality
movie. Mm-hmm.
But I agree, 2 is so fun to watch.
Yeah, 2, it's the fan favorite, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 1, I understand how, like, people could like 1, whatever. But I feel like nothing really happens in 1.
Mm-hmm.
You have Troy and Gabriella, blah, 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 they meet, and they see each other at school, and then they have the play, blah, 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 and that's it, it's over.
Yeah. I do think it's funny how similar of a structure those movies have. I mean, they follow the same thing every time.
Yes.
At one point, they're happy, and then Troy and Gabriella kind of have a mini breakup. And Gabriella sings her ballad about being heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
Troy makes it up to her. They get back together. Every time Troy sings a song about having an existential crisis.
Yes.
They always have one fun group number that's all silly.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, each one, they sing about how great friends they are, and they all want to hang out together.
And that's
it. Like, it follows the same format.
In all three movies.
I think it's just the setting and the story around it that makes it better or worse.
Yes.
Which is why 2 is so fun, because it's at a summer country club, I think.
Yeah. And then you just, the pool number, so good.
Can we talk about Miley Cyrus's cameo in that also?
Amazing.
Like, they didn't have to bless us with that, but they did.
They did. They actually did. Also, did you watch the Hannah Montana movie?
Oh, did I watch the Hannah Montana movie? Come on.
I watched that so many times. I think when I was little, I even, like, cried watching
it. So
because when she goes to the dinner, and then she's trying to go on that date, too, and she's walking through the doors,
oh,
and the little
yes.
girl's looking at her. I cry my heart out.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love Miley Cyrus.
Did you watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
I know I asked
yes,
you.
Yes, I watched.
Did you know that Natalia Dyer is in the Hannah Montana movie?
Is she actually?
Yes.
Who
she
is she?
Is. She is... Okay, so in Stranger Things, you know she's Nancy Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
In the Hannah Montana movie, you know how there's that British producer guy?
Is she one of the daughters?
She's one of the twin daughters who's, like, screaming about how excited she is to meet Hannah Montana.
I see. I see the picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I saw her do an
gosh.
Interview about it recently where mm-hmm. she was saying at the time she was living in, I believe, Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And she said at the time they weren't filming a lot of movies there, and it was a huge deal when they started filming the Hannah Montana movie there.
Ooh.
So she auditioned and she got that part, and she was all excited because it was
Hannah Montana.
And at the time, I mean, she ruled the world. She did. We've talked about her multiple times
yes.
on the show.
It's just the impact she had on, like, young girls. Where is an idol like that today?
That is, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's Olivia Rodrigo. And I think the thing that makes me a little hesitant about
mm-hmm.
that is Hannah, or Miley Cyrus, she was in her Hannah era for, like, 5-6 years
yes.
before she became, you know, Wrecking Ball Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel that Olivia Rodrigo grew out of her Disney era very quickly.
Yes.
Granted, she was in the show Bizardvark,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if she was really an icon to viewers until she was in the High School Musical show. And 2 seasons in, she's already releasing albums and,
yeah.
you know, I don't know. I mean, love her music. I think she's so talented.
Yes, definitely.
But where is she going to go from here, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Well,
where is that Disney Channel star that's on the show on Disney Channel for 10 years, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's the next big deal? I feel like Olivia Rodrigo's music is, I feel like it's catered towards a more, like, older, like,
mm-hmm.
fan as compared to a Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, even, I mean, the album is... Sour is phenomenal.
Yes.
I love it. But there's some cursing in it. It's
mm-hmm.
a very... It's sour. It's a bitter album.
Yes.
And I feel that... I don't know. No 7-year-old girl has that much angst.
No, not at all. I could definitely understand, like, maybe, like, a middle school, maybe, like, a high school student
mm-hmm.
listening to that. But not a elementary schooler.
Yeah.
I feel like an elementary schooler would listen to it and maybe not understand it, but say, like, oh, I love Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Where's Nobody's Perfect?
Yes.
Where's One in a Million?
Where
True
is
Friend?
Butterfly Fly Away.
Yeah.
Where is that?
I've Got Nerve. Like, there are so many songs that just pump you up.
Mm-hmm.
All about girl power. I love it. And I don't know.
Where's the next big star? Because all these... people, like, well, you have Hannah Montana, she sang her theme song in Zoey 101, Jamie Lynn Spears sung her theme song,
mm-hmm.
Ant Farm, China
Ann
McClain. Yes.
Selena Gomez sang her theme song.
Yes.
Bridget Mendler sang hers for Good Luck
mm-hmm.
Charlie. Carly sang hers in iCarly. I mean, Big Time Rush, come on.
Yes.
Although they're a boy band. But still. Like, where are these icons these days?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they exist and we just don't know about it.
I agree.
It's very possible.
And I think something else that's changing the scene is streaming services.
Yes.
I mean, my nephews are 5 and 3 and
mm-hmm.
they have Disney Plus, so they're watching Phineas and Ferb,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. Love that they're watching that. So their icons are Phineas and Ferb.
Yes.
There could be a, you know, an elementary school girl out there who isn't watching the new Disney Channel. She's watching Hannah Montana. she's watching Wizards of Waverly Place. So maybe those icons will live on.
Mm-hmm. It definitely changes the way how it was when we were children, because it was just whatever's on TV. Like, you go every day after school, 5 p.m., this show is on. You got to be there. Or that's it.
I remember every Sunday night at 8 o'clock, me and my sister would have to be sitting in front of the TV because the new episode of Sunny with a Chance was going to air.
Exactly.
And if you didn't see it, too bad. Good luck. Didn't have a DVR on my TV.
Mm-hmm.
I had the little pink princess one. So, what's the consensus here then? Are shows better then? Or
personally, I'm biased, so it was better back then.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think it was us outgrowing them, but also the quality just going down.
Yeah. I guess, well, production value has definitely gone up,
mm-hmm.
but quality, humor-wise, the scripts, not my favorite.
Yeah. Even as I was getting older, I mean, Jesse was a little bit past my time, Liv and Maddie. Mm. The shows Jesse, Liv and Maddie, Ant Farm, Dog with a Blog, mm-hmm. were all when I was just starting to stop watching Disney.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And so at those times, I enjoyed them, but I still recognized that they weren't great. Shake It Up being another one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going to watch them, but
is it amazing?
They are no Wizards of Waverly Place.
No.
They're no Zack and Cody.
No, not at all. I feel like Wizards of Waverly Place, there was such an epic storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I guess towards the end, it got a little unhinged and weird. Same thing with SpongeBob, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You have the first few seasons, classic seasons.
Yeah.
But now the most recent ones, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's also a sense of, are we continuing it just to continue it to make money? Mm-hmm. Or is it, like, over?
I think SpongeBob is such a unique circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like The Simpsons.
Yes.
In that it just never ends. And because it's a cartoon, it doesn't really have to end.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's not really too much of a storyline, you can do whatever you want.
Anything could happen, like, each thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you watch Fairly Odd Parents?
I did.
Yeah, same thing in the, like, more recent seasons. Like, he gets a dog or something like that.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, at least.
Well, something else that happened with the cartoons is there was a switch. I don't know what technology came out in, like, 2008 or 2009.
Yeah.
But there was some sort of technology that came out that all of a sudden, every cartoon just became better.
It was, like picture,
not the
like,
story,
clear.
Like, the picture became clearer. Mm-hmm. There must have been a new kind of graphics that they were using, where SpongeBob looked different. All of them looked a little different.
Well, if you compare, like, SpongeBob, like, over the years.
Yeah, early to later SpongeBob.
It's much different.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little different. But, I mean, nothing will beat the early, like, Goofy Goober episodes.
No, not at all.
The episode where they're basically playing the Super Bowl halftime show, but it's not the Super Bowl because it's SpongeBob.
But that episode, it's iconic.
Campfire Song Song.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many good moments that...
The Hash Slinging Slasher.
Mm-hmm. It's so wild. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit of nostalgia, and it's also a little bit of the shows were somewhat better.
Mm-hmm. A lot of kids today, their parents won't let them watch, like, the older shows.
Mm-hmm.
They won't let them watch SpongeBob, for example. Like, that was such a staple in our childhood. It feels weird.
Yeah, I think shows are becoming a little more childish.
Yes.
Like, for example, I wasn't allowed to watch Zoey 101 when I was very little.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got older in middle school, I started watching it. And, like, I kind of understood why.
Yeah.
Those shows were made a little bit more for teenagers.
Yeah. Well, it aired on, like,
Zoardvark is made for children.
Yes.
So.
Maybe that's where it got away from us.
Yeah.
Because their targeted audience isn't teenagers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they're
it's more
centering it. Towards a younger,
towards younger audience.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So, something else I thought of that kind of goes along with this, do we actually like these things or not, is I've been thinking about how there are some songs that popular artists release that just aren't very good.
No.
And I was thinking about, are we more inclined to like a song when we like the artist?
Definitely.
So, for example, the first song I thought of is, my favorite band is the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. They have a song on their newest album, Happiness Begins, called Happy When I'm Sad.
Okay.
I think it is a fun song. It's very upbeat, up-tempo. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fun song to listen to. But I have friends who have heard it and are like, this song is horrible.
Ooh.
So now I'm thinking, I think I only like the song because I like the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
Let's just say the Jonas Brothers didn't make that song.
Mm-hmm.
And some other random artist, some nobody on TikTok maybe.
Okay.
Releases that song and I hear it. Am I still going to like it?
Probably not.
I don't know. It makes me wonder, do I really like the music I'm listening to?
Well, when you have, let's say, when we were in elementary school and middle school, you had Justin Bieber super fans.
Mm-hmm.
And every song, apparently, is a hit, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to, like, his entire discography, not every song is amazing.
Yeah.
And
even,
that,
you said Justin Bieber. You know the song Intentions?
I believe so. If you played it, I think I know
it. It's the Picture Perfect, You Don't Need No Filter.
Okay.
That one?
Yes. I don't want any haters like to come at us because we're talking about like their favorite artists or whatever. But I think the same applies to every single artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like Queen, legendary band.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, not all of their songs are amazing hits.
And especially I think Queen, you know the song Bicycle Race?
No.
The lyrics are literally, I want to ride my bicycle, I want to ride my bike.
Yeah.
Me and my sister listened to that song. We're like, this is great. But is it really?
No, not at all.
I don't know. Peaches by Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Same thing. Is it good?
But is it catchy?
It's catchy.
Yes.
I mean, all these songs are catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why we like them.
Yeah, because they're catchy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The song, Sometimes I Don't Want to Be Happy. Going back to our Dixie D'Amelio talk from last week, I have never really loved that song,
mm-hmm.
but Dixie superfans love it.
Yes. But now, would the same apply if, let's say, Selena Gomez sung that song?
I think I might like it more if Selena Gomez sang it.
Definitely.
And thinking about this is kind of freaking me out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, another one I thought of, if there was this new singer, she's not popular at all, she just happens to come up on your For You page,
mm-hmm.
and she says, here's this song I wrote, and she starts singing, Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift. What are you going to do? You're going to keep scrolling.
I'm going to swipe.
But that was a top 10 song for a long time, was it not?
Yeah, did that song even, did it go number one?
I don't know.
Yes, it did. It
hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, it beat Despacito.
And Despacito ran the world, and that is a fun song. I like that song.
So my mom loves that song.
So why did that song become famous? Because Taylor Swift is famous.
It is, yes. Like, the song lyrics, it's literally like, ooh, look what you made me do.
I mean, old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because she's dead?
Yeah.
If I wrote a song and I put that in the middle,
mm-hmm.
people would be like, Rebecca, get yourself together.
Exactly.
So this is kind of freaking me out now. I'm like,
yeah.
Do I really like the music that I listen to?
Mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm scrolling on TikTok and let's say nobody comes up on page like, ooh, this is my song that I just made. Listen to it, blah, blah, blah. I'm rating them on their lyrics, the music value, the
mm-hmm.
like, how creative is it? Like, is it actually a good song?
Yeah.
But if, like, one of my favorite artists releases a song, it's like, ooh, I'm going to listen because I like the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And not because I actually like the song, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're on TikTok, right?
Okay.
You're scrolling. For some reason, your For You page is a whole bunch of nobodies who want to be songwriters.
Okay.
They start singing these songs. They're originals by them. What do? Do you like it or do you keep scrolling?
Okay.
Peaches, Justin Bieber.
Yes, because it's catchy.
Okay. I kind of agree. I think songs that are kind of catchy, no matter what the lyrics are, I'll listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I Don't Want to Be Happy.
No, it's giving... Yeah, no.
I feel like I'd keep scrolling. The
yeah.
lyrics are a little like a poem I would have written in elementary school, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Look What You Made Me Do, Taylor Swift.
Absolutely not. Swiped.
Mm-hmm. Swipe easily. Maybe even go so far to hit the not interested button.
Ooh, okay, okay. That's
maybe.
Intense.
Depends. I don't know. Something about that song. The bicycle song, Queen.
I would only listen to it if maybe it's like a funny video involved.
That's what I'm, right? That could be more of a meme.
Yes.
That could be more of a Chrissy wake up kind of moment.
Yes.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Exactly.
But it wouldn't be.
Not just for the song itself.
That's on the Queen's Greatest Hits album.
Yeah, I don't know why, but also, do you know that the TikTok of the guy, he's talking, it was like about the cash?
Oh, my money don't jiggle, jiggle. It folds.
Yeah. So those lyrics are absolutely like whack. Mm-hmm. But if you put like enough layers to it, like anything edit it in a fun way, anything could be fun.
Yeah, but are you going to add that to your playlist on Spotify and listen to it?
My money don't jiggle, jiggle?
Yeah.
I think it's on there.
Maybe for a little while, mm-hmm. but 20 years from now when you're playing your favorite songs from when you were like younger to your kids.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Kill 'Em with Kindness, Selena Gomez.
Ooh. I think I would swipe. I don't know.
I think it depends what kind of flair the singer adds to it. I'm not sure. Have you heard the song Sangria Wine by Pharrell and Camila Cabello?
No.
You have to look it up. The words are sangria wine, move it side to side, something like that. It would be an immediate scroll.
Yeah.
Immediate.
Maybe I would even go so far to like refresh my For You page.
Mm-hmm. Try to find something new.
Yes.
Okay, there's one more that you probably don't know, but there's a song by Nick Jonas called Bacon. And he's saying, like, I'll read you the lyrics because they are really funny. And I remember he sang this at the concert I saw him in.
Okay.
One thing I love more than being with you. Late nights, doing what I want to do. I got sleep eyes. I woke up like this. Feel like, aw, bleep, throw some bacon on it.
No.
And the
swiping
in his concert, the background of his screen was all sizzling bacon in a pan.
Oh my god.
At the time I was like, this is great. But
how old were you?
I was in like 8th grade.
Oh, okay.
And we just thought it was funny. Yeah. We still knew it wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was for the meme.
Yeah. So I think the point I'm trying to make here is how the celebrities we like influence our listening habits. Yeah. And I didn't really think about it until recently.
Definitely. But also, you do have those celebrities who come out with like new albums and new things, and the public will say like, no, we don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it? The new Drake album. I don't know if you like saw like any discourse over it.
Oh, is it getting some hate?
So it's called Honestly Nevermind, but there are a few like bops on the album. Like, I'll admit it. Like, I like maybe like 3 or 4 songs, but not every song is like my favorite because it's really different from Drake's like usual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, if you think about it, Drake is more of like a pop artist. He's not like another like rapper, but it's also like house music in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very different from his other stuff, but people said they did not like it at all.
Huh.
Which is funny.
I mean, even I think Kanye is such a huge example of his songs are all over the place, but
yes.
Kanye followers will listen to them.
Support him to no end.
Yep.
Yes.
So I think that was just such an interesting point.
Mm-hmm. Also, Harry's House. I feel like I'm going to get like heat for this.
Mm-hmm.
Not every song is my favorite on Harry's House. I feel like it's a lot different from his past works. Also, feels like a lot of like house music.
Yeah.
But like music in a sushi restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
With the, like, it sounds like Ant Farm, the theme song, you know?
I almost brought that up earlier.
Yes, yes. But you didn't hear people saying that they didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I have never listened to an entire Harry Styles album.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to One Direction, but this is the first album that I listened to the whole thing.
Okay, actually, wow.
And I really like it. Mm-hmm. I like songs that are, I don't know, I like happy songs. I like songs that got a little funky groove. Like, music for a sushi restaurant is so groovy.
Yes.
My favorite songs on the album, Daydreaming, I think is so fun. Late Night Talking, I know, is a huge one.
So good. I love that song.
They're so just like, I don't know, they're so fun. And I tend to gravitate towards those kinds of songs on an album. Yeah, I was very impressed with the whole album, personally.
For me, I think it's just different from his other albums.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or his other styles in the albums. So I think it's just having a complete, like, a turn in him developing as an artist even further is just, like, a little whoa.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same. But I get it. Like, artists change. Their tastes change.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you don't really hear a lot of people saying that.
Yeah, I think I have never been a huge Harry Styles fan.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I've disliked him. I've just never really gotten into it. But I was on the Harry Styles side of TikTok for a while.
Ooh.
For some reason. And I saw a lot of videos from his concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like so much fun.
I want to go to one so bad.
The thing I loved was that he doesn't fill the pit. There's a lot of space in it. So if you see videos, everyone dresses up and they're doing conga lines in the pit. They have dance circles. People are just sitting on the floor eating snacks and watching him.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to spend money to see a show in the pit, that's the kind of environment I want to be in.
Exactly. You don't want to be in a pit where everybody is, like, packed like sardines and everybody's sweaty and it feels like you can't move and you're, like, trapped. I feel like that would be my worst nightmare.
Yeah. I was close to buying tickets for his Harry's House tour.
They're expensive, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. They're a couple hundred dollars for the pit. And I was like, you know what? I don't know if this is the best financial investment for me right now.
Maybe when we win the lottery.
Yep, maybe so. All right, so kind of keeping on this music topic, there's something that I have been so fascinated by recently, and it is celebrities that sing songs for children's movie soundtracks.
Like,
and let me explain what I mean. Not sing the movie. Great movie. It's all celebrities singing famous songs. I mean movies that had a song written
specifically for
the credits, maybe. Or songs written by artists that are featured in a movie. Here are some examples. One that's super popular right now is Hug Me from Despicable Me 3.
Who's Hug Me By?
It's Pharrell Williams and Trey Parker.
Okay.
Super famous on TikTok right now. I have a playlist of all these songs. It's 40 songs.
40?
Yeah, 40 of the best ones.
Okay, 40 of the best.
And I'll just give you some examples so you know what I'm talking about.
All right.
So, of course, Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake, was written for Trolls. They're soundtrack songs. They're not necessarily songs that are in the movie, but they're songs for the soundtrack.
Yes.
Not songs that the characters sing.
Mm-hmm.
Better When I'm Dancing, Meghan Trainor, was in the Peanuts movie.
Okay.
Also, I'm including, you know how Disney has celebrities sing songs from movies for the credits?
Yeah.
So, Alessia Cara's version of How Far I'll Go, Demi Lovato's version of Let It Go, CeeLo Green's version of Kung Fu Fighting for Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, okay.
Try Everything by Shakira for the Zootopia soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on and on. Hello, Hello by Elton John for Romeo and Juliet. What do all of these songs have in common? They are great. They are fun. They are catchy.
Yes.
It really, if you want to listen to songs that make you feel good, make you want to dance, make you want to have a great day, that's what you need to listen to.
A song from a kid's movie soundtrack.
Not just from a movie soundtrack, but by a celebrity.
By a celebrity.
For the soundtrack.
For the soundtrack. Okay.
So I'm not talking about Idina Menzel singing Let It Go.
No.
I'm talking about Demi Lovato's version that they put in the soundtrack. For example, Christina Aguilera sings Reflection from Mulan.
Yes. Okay.
That's for the credits. It's not in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be songs that are in the movie, like the Jonas Brothers sing the song Mercy, and it's in Space Jam.
Okay.
It's like they're all so good.
They just have the zest, little faith, trust, and pixie dust.
That is like a beautiful analogy. Yes.
Yes.
I feel like there is nothing better. Like, you're watching a children's animated film.
Okay.
It's already great. What is the only thing that can make it better?
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're watching Big Hero 6. It doesn't get better than that movie, right? It is so good. But what makes it better? Fallout Boys.
Yes.
Song Immortals.
Yes.
It just takes the film to another level.
Yes. I understand.
That is why Shrek is such a good movie.
Yes. Yes, because you have so many classics. Well, you have, like, Hallelujah in that. What else? You have
Counting Crows, Accidentally in Love.
I love that song.
Smash Mouth.
Yes.
I'm a Believer. Smash Mouth All-Star. Like, it's so good. All of them. Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts for the movie Cars. Come on. Zayn's version of A Whole New World at the end of Aladdin. They didn't have to throw that in there,
no,
but they did.
Yes.
And I love that they did that.
I feel like it makes, like, let's say when you hear that song again, you're like, oh, it's that song from Cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
It gives that song a whole other identity.
I agree.
So,
yeah.
That's amazing, though.
Like, Elton John's version of Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King? Come on. It is so good. And you're right. You may hear Can't Stop the Feeling. And yeah, it was a popular song, but it's the Trolls song. Something about that is so magical.
Have you ever seen Ella Enchanted?
Yes. Is that with Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
I have.
And you know the song at the end? It's Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Yes.
Iconic.
See, you're seeing what I'm saying.
Whenever I hear that song, I just think of that scene.
Mm-hmm.
But that song wasn't made specifically for the movie.
Yeah.
You know.
And then there are some that are made specifically for the movie.
Yes.
Madagascar 2, when the guy sings, "I like to move it, move it." Will.i.am recorded a version for the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to pop off like that.
No, but he did.
But he did. And it means the world to me. It really does. It just... You know what else?
What?
Do you remember when all of the Disney Channel stars sang a cover of A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes?
Yes, I do. I do remember that.
That was great. And then they did it again with Let It Go, I believe. Oh, no, they did it with Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Yes, yes.
Every Disney star coming together to sing that? Wow. It's magical. It adds to the magic of these movies.
It just... Oh, my gosh. This is taking me back right now.
Mm-hmm. I have so many. I could go on and on and on, really.
Mm-hmm.
When Can I See You Again by Owl City in the Wreck-It Ralph soundtrack? Come on! Oh.
If you took the song out of the movie's just like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, I think with every amazing movie, it needs an amazing soundtrack.
I agree.
Without it, it's just, why am I watching this?
Yeah, because oftentimes you finish a movie,
mm-hmm.
and then the credits start rolling, and you're like, well, this is sad. It's just like some random quiet score behind the credits.
Mm-hmm.
But if you finish a movie, if you finish Wreck-It Ralph, and the credits start, and then Owl City starts singing,
mm-hmm.
it's going to make you want to watch the credits.
Yes.
It's going to make you happy when you're leaving the theater, or mm-hmm. when you're turning off your TV. I think every movie should have a famous singer or band sing a song for the credits.
Yeah.
I think that should be a requirement, and I think only movies that have that should be allowed to win Oscars.
Ooh, okay. That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Sorry about it.
So every credit scene, it has to have, like, lyrics?
I mean...
It can't just be, like, a groovy melody?
I don't know. So, like, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching the Peanuts movie. I love the Peanuts. They are my favorites.
Okay.
Then what happens when the film ends? Not just some boring song, not mm-hmm. the traditional Linus and Lucy song, but an original song by Meghan Trainor, Better When I'm Dancing, starts rolling with the credits.
Yes.
Bonus points if they have the credits on one side of the screen and little scenes,
yes.
bonus scenes on the other side of the screen.
So cute, so amazing. The song, it adds like a bang, like a wow factor
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be there.
I completely agree.
Have you seen the most recent Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man 3?
Oh, yes. No Way Home?
Yes, No Way Home. The end credits, where it's 3 is the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the movie.
You get it.
Yes.
You get it.
I do get it. It makes the movie.
Like, I love Spider-Man, especially Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Yes.
And when the movie's over, I'm sad that it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But not when that song's playing.
No.
It makes me pumped up.
It has me dancing,
mm-hmm.
and I think all movies should have you dancing, at least the good ones,
and
like
I think
the
it's,
groovy ones.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's a great marketing play also.
Yes.
Because I finished the movie, mm-hmm. and then what do I have stuck in my head for the next week? 3 is a magic number.
Yes.
I'm watching the Peanuts movie. For a week, I've got Better When I'm Dancing stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Cars, I've got Life is a Highway stuck in my head for the next 7 years.
Exactly.
And what does it make me want to do? Watch the movie again.
There you go.
That's just how I feel. Do I have any desire to watch Despicable Me 3? No. But do I want to watch it just to hear Pharrell Williams and Trey Parker sing Hug Me? Yeah, I do.
Exactly. Like the Minions soundtrack, I feel like it goes crazy
mm-hmm.
every single time.
Even, you know, the new animated Grinch?
Yes, yes. That has so many good songs.
Tyler, the Creator, singing You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
So good. It's such a different, like, edge to it, a different, like, turn. And I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. They did not need to bring Tyler, the Creator, into the studio for that movie.
No.
They didn't, but they did. And something about that, it's so good. Are there any songs that make you think of movies?
I'm trying to think. I think, El Enchanted, that one, for
mm-hmm.
sure. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like you said all the major ones, like Life is a Highway, Cars.
I mean, that's the most iconic
yeah.
one. And you know what? I'll expand it because mm-hmm. I was originally just talking about children's movies, you know, children's animated films. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about, back to Marvel, Guardians of the Galaxy.
So good. Classic songs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have Mr. Blue Sky. I think that's Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the intro to that, so good. Like, if that song wasn't in that intro scene, then, like, what am I watching it for?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The entire awesome mix, it really is awesome.
Yes.
And I think it makes you want to watch movies again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd watch Guardians again because it's so fun. There's a great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Whereas some of the other ones, I mean, they're all great, but do I need to watch Thor again? No.
Well, Thor does have some iconic songs. Because Thor has, like, a lot of, like, rock songs, I want to say.
Especially the newer ones.
Yes, the newer
ones. The original
ones.
No, but
The vibe that they're bringing now in this phase.
Yeah.
It's.
Did you watch the new one?
I did watch the new one.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
but
okay.
I saw in the trailer that there are some good songs in
Yes, there are.
Which makes me really hopeful
mm-hmm.
about it. I think Thor is really gaining a lot of influence from the Guardians.
Yes, definitely.
Now that they're a team. I don't know. I don't think you can beat Shrek.
No. I don't think anybody can beat Shrek, but I think it's so funny how, like, the animators of Shrek, they don't like it at all.
What?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah, if you... There's a New York Post. I don't know how reliable this is. There's an article from 2010, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, when DreamWorks punished animators by making them work on Shrek.
What?
Yes. Because I think the animation and, like, the story, it's, like, so, like, everywhere, and it's kind of goofy, but
yeah, I'm sure it was very hard to make, and
yes.
maybe at the time they didn't realize how big of a deal it was going to be.
Definitely.
But
yeah,
it's a phenomenon.
Yes.
I mean,
their style and, like, the story is just, like, since it's so crazy, it makes it so lovable.
Mm-hmm. Especially the second one.
Yes, definitely.
I am a firm believer that a soundtrack can change a story.
Oh yeah, well, if you had, like, let's say, like, a horror movie,
mm-hmm.
like a silent horror movie with, like, no music, nothing. It's like, I feel like I'm not being scared enough. When you have that soundtrack just, like, to push you, like, over, you're, like, shivering, you're cowering,
yeah.
and everything.
I think that's also something that put Stranger Things over the edge.
Yeah,
Stranger Things is already a phenomenal show.
Mm-hmm.
I love 80s music, and I think mm-hmm. when there's a show that takes place in the 80s like that, and they include all those songs in it,
yeah,
I mean, it's so good.
Well, what is it? In the first season, you had that major song, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Yep. You had Material Girl
yes.
in there in season 2 or
mm-hmm.
3, maybe. You had Neverending Story, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't even have to talk about Running Up That Hill.
Yes. Iconic song. It was at, like, number 1 for how many
mm-hmm.
weeks?
A while. Probably still is.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Metallica song is going crazy right now.
Yes. Did you see that? What's the actor's name? I don't know his name in real life. Well,
yes, Joe.
Joe. But Metallica gifted him the guitar.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Insane.
Even the remix of Separate Ways by Journey.
I love that.
That was epic.
Yes.
Brought the show to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
Even the song that the Surfer Boy Pizza Guy listens to. Past the Dutchie.
Yes.
That's, like, it's so funny. And after mm-hmm. I watched the show, that was stuck in my head for
yeah.
weeks.
But now if you listen to all these songs separately, like, not while you're watching the show,
mm-hmm.
all you can think about now is the show.
Exactly.
And loops you right back in.
Yep, makes me want to watch the show again. It's genius all around. I'll ask you one
okay.
final question.
Mm-hmm.
So you're driving home from work today.
All right.
Let's just say you've got, I don't know, time to listen to four songs,
okay,
and they've got to be from soundtracks. What are you picking?
Gotta be from soundtracks. Okay, so I'm gonna start with Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Elton John.
Perfect.
Solid. Probably All Star Smash Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? It has to be animated, right?
It could be whatever.
It can be whatever. Ooh.
I let's just say animated for this.
Okay,
so we've got Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
We have Funky Town.
From Shrek 2.
Funky Town from Minions.
Oh, it's also in Shrek 2.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. okay.
Double whammy.
Okay, Funky Town, what is that? That's 3 now, right?
Yep.
And then I need number 4. I am a solid Big Kali Uchis fan. So her new song in the Minions, Desfinado, something like that.
Perfect.
So good. What about you? Your 4.
Right now, I'm going to have to go with Hug Me from Despicable Me 3.
Okay.
It's all over my TikTok, and it's always stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Cars, But Not Life is a Highway. Real Gone by Sheryl Crow. If you don't know it, highly recommend. Really fun. It plays at the very beginning of the movie when he's like, I eat losers for breakfast and all that.
Okay.
So I'll say those two. I'll say Just a Cloud Away by Pharrell Williams from Despicable Me 2. Although I never really watched Despicable Me that much. I just love the soundtracks. And then I will go Immortals, Fall Out Boy, Big Hero 6.
I forgot about that. I should have said that.
That could be your number 5.
I love Fall Out Boy.
Perfect.
Fall Out Boy's favorite band in middle school. Loved them.
I'll also give a shout out to two more quick.
Mm-hmm.
Kids of the Future. It's a play on Kids of America, but it's by the Jonas Brothers from Meet the Robinsons.
Mm-hmm.
And I Thought I Lost You from Bolt. It's Miley Cyrus and John Travolta.
Iconic
and
duo.
That's bringing us right back to our Disney Channel roots from the beginning of this episode.
Yes.
A nice full circle moment.
We really brought it from A to Z and back to A again.
Yep. As we always do.
Yes. I guess that's a wrap for this week.
It's been an honor, as always.
Always, always. So we'll see everybody next week for episode 7.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.